Praise be Jesus Christ, and a Merry Christmas, a good morning to all of you. Growing up in a large family, the 48 hours of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day were full of ritual, routine, character, and an ebb and flow. What began with great expectation and anticipation would slowly turn into an arrival of family and gifts of Santa. And great happenings. Eventually, as Christmas Eve turned into Christmas Day, it would come to an end with exhaustion and bed. That was the routine in our family, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And as we arrive at that midpoint on this Christmas morning, while we haven't arrived in bed yet, on this Christmas morning we see that Jesus Christ has. And for the first time in human history, he awakens. He is now Emmanuel, God with us. God having been born, now exposed. And for the first time, God looks out with human eyes upon his mother. For the first time, he feels what it means to be cold. He feels the crispy hay that he lays on. And he knows what it's like to be human, to be a baby, to wear a diaper, because he does. On this Christmas morning, we arrive at this first day of God now born, made man, human like us. My friends, what began on Christmas Eve does unfold not just in our own families, following ritual and patterns, but even within the family of the church, even within the Holy Family. We see that unfolding in today's liturgy. If you notice in your missalettes, there's four different masses that could be said between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And each one with its unique readings, with its unique prayers, they highlight a new aspect of Emmanuel, of God with us. Last night, we heard from Luke the announcement to shepherds that God had been born. And they would find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. This morning, we hear from John, who proclaims loud and clearly that the true light has entered the world, that the source of all life with power to save is with us. That the Word, which existed from the beginning, is now made flesh and has made his dwelling among us. Yes, my friends, on this Christmas morning, the mystery of Emmanuel begins, and it is day one of God with us and of his life, and that is good news. As late as it may be in our own lives, wherever we are at, as late as it is in the history of the world and in all of the struggles and torment of our weary world, today remains day one for all of us. And how good it is to be taken again back to that first day where we can see and hold and hear from Emmanuel. He has not yet spoken a word out of his lips, but his very presence says so much. His is the presence and the word of peace, of power and love. And what begins today will unfold and will continue as he grows and as he speaks and as he teaches and as he shows us his way. my friends, on this first day, the appropriate response is to thank him for coming and to welcome him with open arms. And as we do so, that first day becomes another day and another. And the life of God begins to grow with us, in us, and for us. This Christmas is quite unique for our parish because it's not just the first day of the Lord Jesus' birthday and life out of the womb, but today marks and we remember the 150th anniversary of the first day that the people of Kennett Square worshipped as the people of St. Patrick's Catholic Church. On this day when we remember our anniversary, on this day when we remember the birthday of God and celebrate it, my prayer is one of thanksgiving. And that now that he is one with us, we may each day in this coming year be made one with him. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.